This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good afternoon, and welcome down the Tee Florida. Two pros in the hack and the humor squad on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Networks on the Tee Florida, live on RadioSt.Pete.com today, and of course, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're in our Ice Pick Vodka Shipyard Brewing and Sea Dogs Brewing studios, live on top of Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a little sultry day out there, Tom Gribben in the house.
Very hot, high atop Ferg. You're looking down at 100 degrees. Everybody's going over to the Rays game. I'm watching the Open.
Yeah, and we're watching a couple of young aspiring ladies. We got Leah, and now she's got a challenger. That's the next Annika Sorenstam up here on one of our simulators, folks. And then in the house, he started with us last week. Jeff Ward's kind enough to come down.
Welcome. He's our golf fitness expert.
Well, and he's a golfer.
Yeah.
What's going on, my man? Welcome to back to the show, and I appreciate you taking time to come down today.
Thank you for inviting me back. I really appreciate it.
Well, I told you, anything you want, you get.
I can tell that that Jeff hasn't been working with Phil today. Did you see Phil look like he weighed 25 pounds more? Must be that Saudi eating.
Well, he went on a bizarre diet. We're talking lefty Phil Mickelson.
Oh, yeah.
Today at the Open, and he actually didn't play too shabbily.
No, but didn't he look very heavy to you?
He looked heavier because the last few times we've seen him, anything you've seen him is from a social media perspective or any footage, he really looked thin.
Yeah, he used to, but today he looked.
He's spending that LIV money at the restaurant.
Exactly. Well, talking about money, he's our money man, and he is John Rieger. He's back in St. Augustine Beach up north. What's going on, my man? Thanks for coming down last week. We had an absolute blast with Patty the Cart Girl and, of course, Bill Butner, who's in North Carolina. Terry McNally will make an appearance, but thanks for coming down last week. We had an absolute great time, man.
Well, it was an absolute blast to be down there in the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse, and I can tell you that I'm just going to get this out of the way right now. It's time for Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report. And in St. Petersburg, Florida, right now, just outside your door, it feels like 103. So, Tom, you're right, baby. It is hot as Hades out there, but the Oreos in town, and we're going to melt those birds tonight with the Rays. But I got to tell you something about inside the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse. It's a sweet, smooth 72 degrees with low humidity and no breeze. So it's great to be on the Tee Florida Radio Show again this week. That was Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Crank, Extreme Fine Fish and Fashion.
Yeah, he is our, of course, resident pro, Bill Butner, the former PGA player and the coach at Eckerd College and St. Pete College. He has got the month away up in North Carolina. He'll be calling in quite often, but not this week. And then you said our cart girl, the queen of cocktails, is a little under the weather.
Patty, the cart girl, has a cold and didn't want to come down and give it to us. And she heard John wasn't going to be here, so she decided to take the day off.
Yeah, John, even though Jeff Ward, he's happily married, though, thank God. That would have been a nice tandem, a couple of young folks. We could have been like the dating game here.
Well, they just left us high and dry down there, so I guess it's you and I and Tom, right? And maybe Carrie will make an appearance tonight, but we got some great guests coming on tonight. And, Mike, I know you're going to bring us up to speed on that, but we got some spectacular interviews coming up, and we're going to talk about the Open Championship on the John Rieger Report later on in the broadcast.
And we're going to talk about everybody's picks from last week for the Open, and it's not looking great right now, but it's only day number one. But as you mentioned, we do have some great guests. I'd like to do a local conversation each week, and then we'll do a national. And this week we're going to talk to Kenny Betts, Mangrove Bay. You've probably run across Kenny several times, both of you gentlemen. And Kenny's going to chime in about 5:35. We'll talk Mangrove, Twin Brooks, just the world of local golf, and he's got his finger on the pulse. And so we'll talk to him. And then in the second hour, I spoke to you a little bit when we were doing some show prep. Gene Elliott. And much to Tom's chagrin, Iowa gets brought up again in this conversation, but it's a great story.
I love Iowa. I love corn.
I converted him. Anyway, Gene Elliott, who has won the U.S. Senior Open in 2021, and he has won the British Senior Open, just got back from across the pond. I believe he finished 22nd. He'll join us as well in the second hour, and he's played Royal Liverpool, and that'll be some great conversation as well, John.
Absolutely. In fact, I put out the John Rager report this afternoon right before we went on the air, talking about our live broadcast, our interview with Gene Elliott tonight. And I put a link in there, and he's a member of the Iowa Sports Hall of Fame, obviously. And I tell you what, I read his bio, and it's unbelievable. This guy has an incredible Hall of Fame career and has done something very special in the game of golf. So we're looking forward to getting his take a little bit on the Open Championship, since he's won a major amateur championship, the British Senior Amateur, across the pond over there. He might have some insights on what's going to happen the next couple of days.
Well, a lot happened today, and I'm one of those goofballs, fellas, that I actually I got up at 4 o'clock, 4 a.m., set my alarm, Jeff, like the nerd that I am, golf nerd. I suck at golf, but I got up at 4 a.m. so that I could stay on top of it for you guys. Knotted off about 6, fired her back up about 7:30, and I have watched almost the entire day, and it's been some interesting golf. And why don't you go over that leaderboard for us, John, because a very big surprise, literally big, 6'8" surprise, on top of that leaderboard, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, and a very impressive performance by an amateur. We haven't seen an amateur on top of the leaderboard, gentlemen, for 28 years.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. Christian Lambrecht, he's from South Africa. He's 6'8", and he won the British Amateur. Okay, so the junior version of the British Senior Amateur. He won the British Amateur, and they do call it the British Amateur. The only championship that's not called the British is the Open Championship that we talked about last week. But he's 6'8", and he plays from South Africa. And not only does he get to play in the Open Championship, he gets to play in the Masters and the U.S. Open next year. So this is no fluke. This is no Cinderella story. This kid is probably, as when he turns pro, will be one of the top players in the world. So he shot 5-under, which was a magical round today. But a story brewing also in second tie for him at first place is Tommy Fleetwood. Now, Tommy's from Southport, which isn't too far from Royal Liverpool, so he's a local favorite. I mean, he has just brought in the huge crowds out there. Everybody's excited to see him play. He's tied for first. Also with Emilio Grillo from Argentina, who is at -5 also, and won the Charles Schwab Series Cup there over in Europe. And so I can tell you that that's a star-studded tie for first place. And if you go down the leaderboard just a little bit, you got lefty Brian Harman from the United States at -4, then tied for seventh since he had won the Open Championship years ago, and he's nearing senior golf status, the Stuart Sink. He's tied for seventh. He likes golf over there. And Max Homa, the other American there at -3, tied for seventh also. So you got to be -3 to be in the top 10 of the Open Championship. And later on the broadcast, we'll talk a little bit more in depth about some of the really interesting things about Royal Liverpool, the new 17th hole, which is the par 4 called the Little Eye, and some other fun stuff about it. But that's our leaderboard update from the Open Championship. But Christian Lambrecht, South Africa, -5. He's a storyline with Tommy Fleetwood and Emilio Grillo.
Hey, do you see the top five guys are all from the rest of the world? No U.S. players in the top five.
That's exactly right. This is truly an international game. Now, one of the things that happens, and it is interesting because Lambrecht, Fleetwood, and Grillo, they do play the PGA Tour quite regularly, but Rosner and Otegula, they do not. So they're European Tour players. So it's interesting to see when you start looking at international players. You know, the PGA Tour is truly an international tour, as with LIV Golf. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they all come together for round two. It's just very early, but you got to wake up early to catch the early rounds at the Open Championship. Plus, if you go to your Apple Store, your Google Play, you can download the Open app, and it's got this thing called the One Club, which is a live blog out there. It's probably the best comprehensive coverage of the Open Championship you can get. You can actually watch it right on your app on your phone.
Well, I've got YouTube TV, so I can stay on top of it as well. But you shouldn't be driving around watching television. I figured that out today a couple times at a stoplight. Hey, you know, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, especially in St. Petersburg there, there's a lot of people stopped at the stoplights all the time. You got to honk your horn to get them to move. And by goodness, you just exacerbated the whole situation down there in the St. Pete traffic jams.
That's every day down here, John.
Yeah, that's just a fact of life in St. Pete and Treasure Island. Hey, you know what? I tell you, who else is happy? Any Georgia Tech graduate, fellas, because they got Stuart Sink, who was a Georgia Tech grad as well. It must be something about height. The kid's 6'8". Stuart Sink is 6'4". And I love his story because Stuart Sink, you know, he always has one of his boys, on his sons on his bag. He's just got that calm demeanor. And I think he's going to stick around and remain in the top 10. He'll remain in the conversation the rest of the week.
Well, you know, golfers these days are a lot taller. I mean, it really is something. You know, I had the great privilege of spending 25 years as the announcer on the first tee over at the Tampa Senior Tour event, which the Champions Tour hosted there from 1988 to 2013. And one of the things I noticed is as the years went on and the players kind of progressed, even to the point that some of my junior golfers were out there on the Champions Tour, I kind of knew it was time to hang up the spikes when it came to that. But I can tell you that they just get taller and taller and taller. And the kids today, even if they don't weigh a whole lot, like Justin Thomas, he probably is 145 pounds soaking wet, they're all tall. And that gives a tremendous swing arc, and it gives them the ability to hit the ball, you know, and generate these tremendous clubhouse speeds. And you know, on average, hit 320-yard tee shots. So it makes a big difference. Height does help you in the game of golf, but it wasn't always like that. You know, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, if you're standing next to Jack Nicklaus today, he's shorter than I am. You know, I look at him. He looked larger in life when he was on the tour.
He's not shorter than you, John. No offense. I love you, man, but shorter than you?
Jack is not tall.
Well, I know, but
well,
John.
He's not tall. I'll tell you what, you shrink when you get older.
Yeah, I think I've lost an inch and a half already.
And Jack has too.
Yeah, but John Rager isn't exactly a towering figure as you gentlemen both met him. But you still got game, baby. You still got game.
Well, it's always good to wake up every day and be in the game.
It was great having you down here, John. That was a lot of fun.
I tell you what, you know, that first 19th hole clubhouse and our ice pick on the tee studio there. It's fantastic. You know, when I walked up there, you know, I have to make a admission to our listeners out there. Been doing this show a year and I'd never been there. Yeah, you know, the modern technology, the ability to be, you know, right there next to you without having to be there. But I had to come down. I had to see this brand new clubhouse. When you walk upstairs, you feel like you're in a golf clubhouse. You feel like you're in the 19th hole. And those golf simulators are just absolutely fantastic. I had so much fun last Thursday night watching these players get up there and hit it. Plus, later on in the broadcast, we'll talk a little bit about our Monday Night League coming up. We had an exhibition last Monday night, and now our Monday Night League will kick off this Monday. And if you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, you'll be able to see all about it and sign up for it. Better get in quick. It's starting to fill up fast.
Yeah, we have a big crowd set for Monday. It was fun. Hey, John, wasn't it fun watching Jeff hitting those 10, 15, 270-yard drives in a row right down the middle?
Well, you know, being a PGA golf professional, what we're all famous for is opening our mouth before we put our brain in gear. And what happened was, here's a guy that's probably the premier fitness guy. He is absolutely wonderful. He's helped so many people out there, and he's a physical specimen himself. And he picks out a driver and starts whacking away. And I go, don't you want to warm up and stretch or do something? And he looks at me like, are you crazy or something? And he got up there and he reeled off like a dozen right down the middle, 240, 250, 270 as he got even warmed up. And then I found out that, yeah, this is genetic. His father was PGA Tour pro and scratch golfer, so I kind of knew that.
We knew something was up when he said, hey, can I go get my driver out of my car?
Well, thank God he did, because we've already destroyed one of the screens by having a kid hit mustard onto it. My goodness, if he went ahead and hit one of our drivers there, and we have quality golf equipment, you know, no less, but I had my golf clubs there. I was a little scared because I got the senior shafts in them. He'd take one swing with it, the head will fly off and rip the screen in half.
I thought he was going to punch some holes through the screen earlier today, hitting some balls. And I'm the one that told him to get up there. But, yeah, What do we got? One of our regulars. He's going to be part of the league as well. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'll talk quickly about the exhibition because it's kind of comical, guys. You know, how jacked up I am about the Monday nights. Yeah. Well, we didn't have people signing up yet. And all these guys from downstairs, they all gave me verbals, and I'm actually at home working on my computer. Mark Ferguson, the proprietor, you gentlemen both know him. Mark calls me from Green Bay. He's on a vacation. He said, people are arriving for the league tonight. I said, we moved it to the 24th. I told everybody in the manager meeting. We made all kinds of announcements. And he said, well, just call the bar. So I call the bar and they tell me, you know, these guys are upstairs. He said, but you don't make a big deal out of it. I go, make a big deal out of it. I'll be there. So I got here 20 minutes later. Six great guys. I gave them all some swag. I took some pictures, and then I gave them some race tickets. I left them on the honor system. I said, you guys play against each other. The winners get two tickets to the race. They are absolutely ecstatic about it. And that was our exhibition to launch things this coming Monday, and we're going to have a blast. And I just had a guy sign up that was playing here earlier, and I think we'll probably have 16 to 18, John, and we'll get this thing rocking and rolling.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic. It's going to be a seven-week league. It only costs you $99 to get in. And we're going to kill you with swags and all kinds of fun stuff to do. Plus, you have the opportunity to enjoy Ferg's hospitality there with the food and beverage and play around every Monday night for 7 weeks. We'll go from this Monday, and we'll skip Labor Day weekend, and it'll go all the way through September 11th. So if you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, you'll be able to – it'll pop right up. You'll be able to register. Go ahead and sign up and pay right there and get in. And we're looking forward to bigger and better things with the league. We're already going to have a sellout on the first one. So we'll probably go to a team format the next one so we can double up the amount of players. We'll have two brackets. We'll have the upper and lower, which means the upper simulator's right there in the 19th hole clubhouse. And part of the 19th hole clubhouse, you go down the stairs just a little bit, and there's another simulator on the lower deck. So we'll have the upper and lower brackets.
Hey, you're listening on the T Florida. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, downtown St. Petersburg, Florida, where right now they're preparing at the Trop, or across from the Trop. It's the Baltimore Orioles in the race. And 6:40 first pitch. Got Jeff Ward in the house, Tom Gribben. We'll have Kerry McNally a little bit later in the second hour. We've got some great conversations. But let's talk a little bit about this course at Liverpool. And, of course, we'll get a report from Gene Elliott. But I tell you what, 82 of those potholes on this track.
Yeah, you know, it looked tame, except for all those potholes.
Well, it looked tame. John, your opinion is there. Oh, it looked tame. As Tom and I are talking about, the stint meter was it's a 10, 10 and a half. It looked like it was growing fur as they were playing. And that's the kind of speed that, you know, you're used to playing on, you know, a local muni.
Yeah, and the greens are so slow, you had to slug them.
Yeah, the wind did not. They said that they wanted to have the greens that slow because of the wind, and the wind never showed up.
Right,
and it's going to be a challenge the next 3 days. They're expecting, gentlemen, wind, rain. They're not even going out and making a prediction because they know it. The uncertainty, they said, of the forecast. So it was tame today, and 5 under, you know, holds the lead. But it'll be interesting the next 3 days.
Well, if you go to theopen.com, that's where you can find out all this information about the leaderboard and find out about the blog. You can also, on that website, and it's really interesting, I was going through it earlier this week, I was getting excited to watch the Open Championship, and one of the things about it is they have a brand new hole, the 17th hole, it's called the Little Eye. And I can tell you that it's been an absolute bloodbath out there for some of the players. Phil Mickelson made a 5, yet another pro made a 6 today. It's just like a brutal hole. And those bunkers out there, it's usually golf courses, especially over there, those links golf courses, they might have one or two bunkers that are, you know, that are brutal, like the road hole on the old course. Most every bunker's unbelievable. It's a pit, and you really have to have some skill to hit out of one of those. The average golfer would get in and just would never get out of it. And I can tell you that Patrick Harrington actually did a little clinic on the open.com website. You can watch him, you know, show you how to hit out of one of those. You got to do something that's just not taught in golf. You just got to flip the hands and hope for the best and get that ball to almost go straight up in the air to try to get it out of one of those bunkers. And heaven forbid, if you're buried, yeah, you're making double or triple on that hole guaranteed. You got no chance.
Close your eyes because the sand's going to come into your eyes. We'll talk more about this. Let's take a break. We come back. We'll visit a little bit more, and then we'll have a nice conversation with Kenny Betts from Mangrove Bay. We'll be back on the T Florida live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Kerry McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the On the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Upstairs, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, of course, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewery. Got Jeff Ward in the house, Tom Gribben, up on... You're St. Augustine Beach now, right? You're not Crescent Beach. You've upgraded your location. That's John Rieger. And, of course, Matt on the controls. Appreciate that. We've got Kerry McNally on the way. Right today, we look like a men's club. We don't have Patty Suzette to keep us in line there, Jeffrey. Yeah, she's accustomed to dealing with the male species. I think
she takes it well.
Yes, she does. And John Rieger, a couple things I was going to ask these gentlemen when they're out playing. You know, we're watching on television these bunkers, and you're a nice stick. I don't know what Tom is these days, but you know he's been golfing most of his life. Do you just dread getting in the trap?
I tell you what, you know who does well in the trap? It's Rory. I mean, if they were all trapped today,
oh my God.
If they were all trapped today, he'd be in the head of the leader pack. I mean, he came out of those traps nicely.
You know, it just would not be an On the Tee Florida golf broadcast if we didn't have another cleanup on aisle 5. And you can't call them traps. You call them bunkers. They are bunkers. They're not traps.
Hey,
just so you know.
They trap guys like us.
British bunkers.
Yeah, a trap is something you catch a mouse with, but a bunker is something that you die in.
Jeff, go ahead and speak.
I think the irony is a lot of the PGA Tour events, you'll see that the bunkers around the greens specifically are so perfectly prepared that a lot of the guys are actually aiming for the bunkers on the long par fives where there's water to the side or something like that. And in this championship, they seem to be everybody's hitting the ball in the rough on the opposite side of the fairway to stay out of the damn bunkers.
Well, I've noticed that. I mean, that's where Rahm, that's where McIlroy were most of the day, yep, on that fringe in the deeper fescue, I guess, if you will.
Well, I can tell you, you know, for our folks out there that are superintendents, I know that listen to our show, there are some golf courses around the country, certainly some in Florida. One's called Golden Ocala in particular, just north of Tampa Bay area, where they call it the postage stamp hole. It's a recreation of the par three at Troon. It's their eighth hole at Golden Ocala. And the construction of one of these bunkers takes a tremendous amount of skill because they have to take sod and layer sod and cut it into the side and dig this thing out. Tremendous amount of maintenance that goes into these bunkers, much harder than the American bunkers. And just look how many there are at Royal Liverpool. But you're right. Anybody who can avoid the bunkers, you're right. Jeff, you're right. You'd rather be in the rough. You'd rather be anywhere else than in one of those bunkers, because if you hit it just too far under the lip of that thing, you're dead. You're going to take a double bogey.
Did you guys see John Rahm towards the end?
Oh, yeah, one to the other.
Oh, my God. I just felt so bad for him. And, you know.
And Phil, he tripped over and wound up in the bunker on the other side, like one of my shots.
Well, you know.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking for this tournament. If you notice all the majors this year, last couple of majors, you looked at the Victor Hovland in the PGA Championship. You looked at Roy McIlroy in the U.S. Open. You know, both of them were seriously affected coming down the stretch by hitting it into the face of a bunker. I think somebody's going to be coming down the stretch here. If it's going to be really tight, someone's going to hit in the face of one of those bunkers and lose the tournament. It's my prediction.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, let's take a look at where the three of us and you were after our picks, because that's why I was so disappointed in John Rahm, because I had John Rahm. I went with John Rahm. He's three over. I believe, Jeff, you went with Rory, right?
Yep,
Rory. You're on the Rory train. He's one over.
He's even.
And let's see.
I had Brooks. He's one under.
You had Brooks, one under. And you had Cam Smith, and he's one over, Mr. Rager.
You sure I didn't have that Christian Lambrick guy? They both start with a C.
You had the amateur.
I remember that now. I remember, John.
Yeah, you had the amateur. I forgot.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to stick with Cam Smith, and I'll tell you why. Because just like you were talking about at the beginning of the broadcast, the weather's going to get wet. It's going to get rainy. It's going to get cold. It's going to have all these seasons in one round of golf, Frank Dobelow was talking about on the Golf Channel the other day. I'll tell you what, this may be the lowest round of the tournament. This might be the best conditions and lowest round you'll have for the entire tournament. Would not be surprised if over par won this tournament, one or two over. So nobody's out of it yet, even if you're a couple over par.
I agree. And I think if Brooks has a big day tomorrow, watch out for him.
You are in the Brooks. Well, he's Florida State grad, just like you. And
I don't really like him. I just think he's a good golfer.
Well, and Bill Buttner went with the calm one, Victor Hovland. He's still in the hunt, Victor Hovland.
Yes, he is.
It's a nice mixture. Yeah, it's a nice mixture of the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and the LIV golfers. So they're all well represented up there on the scoreboard.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to the
final leaderboard.
Well, I've got some tee times for tomorrow for some of the people. You've got Tommy Fleetwood. He's off tomorrow at 9:48 a.m. So he goes out a little, you know, that's the late group. These are our times. You know, these are the states. And then your boy Brooks Koepka goes out at 9:37. So you turn on USA Today at 9:37 to watch Koepka tee off. And
who else? Between the first tee off time and the time they come in, John, did you hear him say that today? It was 14 hours, so if you had a ticket, you got a lot of golf.
Well, you know, it's a little further north than us, and it's the summertime, so it stays a little bit lighter later out there. So, yeah, that is kind of a marathon the first two rounds. Then they'll get the cut, and they'll be able to get everybody a little closer together. But you're right. You know, you could be first off in the morning, and it could be perfect conditions, and then you tee off late in the afternoon, and you have the worst conditions. But it does flip-flop, and we'll see what happens. Especially if the conditions are bad, you see a lot of those red numbers go south real quick.
And, of course, the Brits are calling the great value for money. For one ticket, you get to see 14 hours of golf.
Well, that's great. So, you know, I saw on one of the memes out there that they were pricing a hot dog. They call them chips over there, which is fries, and it was like a soda or something like that. It was 22 pounds. So I don't know what that converts to. It's probably close to $22 U.S., but that's a lot of money. You know, especially, why are they eating hot dogs over there? I mean, aren't they supposed to be serving fish and chips?
Hey, yeah, that's a little harder to prepare in the cart.
Hey, let's talk to a gentleman that's got great hot dogs at his track, and that, of course, is Kenny Betts over at Mangrove Bay, and they're in the house. They've got Jeff Ward, they've got Tom Gribben, and then John Rager's on the other line there, Ken. How are you, man?
I'm great. How's everybody doing?
We're doing well. It's you got Orioles and Rays at 6:45, so it's a party here upstairs at Ferg's. And I'm sure that you know, we hear all how busy Mangrove is. Anytime I ask people that come up here to the simulators, where do you play in town? And I'm not kidding you. 50-60% say, you know, Mangrove Bay. And in this incredible heat, as I was saying to you today, it's amazing that people are still coming out and playing in these brutal conditions. Because it's 72 degrees here, and you can play 48 tracks, but they prefer brought that heat, huh?
Yeah, yep, they're doing it.
Hey, Mike, you know, before we get started with Kenny, we need to bring him on properly. For our listeners out there, there's a couple things about Kenny that are very notable. I know that he's a quarter-century member of the PGA of America, and that was about 8 years ago, so he's got to be up there about 32, 33 years as a member of the PGA. But more importantly, I was president of the North Florida PGA twice, and one of the greatest honors you could be bestowed as the North Florida PGA is to be the Section Golf Professional of the Year. And Kenny was the North Florida PGA Section Golf Professional of the Year in 2014, and that's wonderful. That means you're the best of the best. You're the pro's pro. So now this is a proper welcome to bring Kenny on the Tee Florida Golf. Welcome, Kenny.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that.
Hey, Kenny, that was his job in the first place, since he knows you and knows your background.
He's the Iowa senior amateur too, right?
No, this is Ken Betts. Looking at Gene Elliott.
Yeah, I got Iowa. Wrong guy. That's
all right. Senior moment.
I'll take any title if you want to give me that. That's fine.
So
got to go to Iowa to get it, though, Phil.
So let's talk about Mangrove and be, you know, being a city course. It's fabulous because a lot of municipal courses, you know, they don't get the credit, the love, and people wanting to play them as much as Mangrove does because they've done such a wonderful job, and that's impressive.
It's a unique place. We played 87,000 rounds of golf last year, which is unheard of. And we're on pace. We're up 3% this year over that number. So we're rocking and rolling there. The golf course continues to be always in good shape. It's a great value. It's a great layout. You can get around there in 4 hours to 4.5 hours. Our pace is good. and it's home to a lot of residents here and a lot of guests that come from the north, you know, call it their home when they get down here. We've also got two wonderful par three courses, which has really helped out with getting the juniors started. We've got a 9-hole course at Twin Brooks out on 22nd Avenue South, and we've got a 9-hole at Mangrove Bay called Cypress Links. And those golf courses are, as a matter of fact, Twin Brooks is up over 20% in their attendance this year. They're going to play close to 40,000 rounds, and Cypress Links plays close to 40 as well. So it's a busy, popular place.
Well, I can tell you. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, one of the things about Mangrove Bay, they have an excellent player development program. They have three great teaching professionals there. But one of them just got his 25-year PGA of America quarter-century award. And you know you're getting old when your junior golfers are starting to get these awards. And that's no less than Rick Sopka, one of my junior golfers years ago. At the Bloomingdale Golfers Club, and there he is teaching kids how to play and teaching adults how to play and running that program down there and giving lessons. And I know he's got to be over 50 now, so He's got a great beard going, too.
He's moving up to the white tees pretty soon. He's up definitely at the senior tee.
Well, that's a good thing. There must be some interesting games you guys must have once in a while when you guys go let your hair down and sneak out there amongst the 87,000 other people a year. That's really remarkable in this day and age, especially in Florida, to be able to have that many rounds of golf, but also have great reviews about your golf course and your operation down there.
Yeah, very proud of it. The city's very proud of it as well. And our instruction, just to touch on that, we do have Rick Sopp, who's our head teaching pro. We have Jonah Johnson, who has been with us a couple of years now, doing a great job at Mangrove. And we hired Mr. Terry Decker, who was the head golf professional for almost 30 years at St. Pete Country Club. He's teaching down at Twin Brooks now, which is a great addition for us.
Kenny, do you get out and play very much anymore? Kenny, do you get out and play or teach much anymore? What do you do with your time now professionally since you've been a member this many years?
I don't play in many tournaments anymore. I play with some guys on Fridays. We try to travel around a little bit. We used to run some really nice trips where we'd take guys, 40, 50. I think we even did it with you, John, when you were up there at, what was the last course up there in Ocala?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was the managing partner at the Country Club Ocala for years. We enjoyed everybody coming up from Tampa Bay area to come play golf and have a good time. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so we play a little bit. We take a group out to Vegas and play. We try to take a group out to either Scotland or Ireland about every 4 or 5 years. So golf is still there for me. I enjoy it. I don't play very competitively as much as, it's tough.
Well, over there at Twin Brooks, in fact, that's kind of my hangout. And knowing that Terry's there now, I was a cart jockey and then in 2020 over at St. Pete Country Club during COVID. And he actually kept me around to stop in and see him. The only problem I had with him, Ken, was I'm an Iowa Hawkeye and he is an Indiana Hoosier. He went to Indiana.
Oh, yeah. He is a big Hoosier.
He's over the top, and these guys think I'm over the top of my Hawkeyes. Well, I tell you what, Terry, you couldn't hold a candle to his passion for Indiana. His bag was an Indiana bag. His car was red. Made me puke every time I'd walk into the clubhouse to see him. But let's talk about the first tee program over there at Twin Brooks. That's another great addition to the south side of St. Pete kids.
No doubt. Rick Waltman is the executive director. He came up, was an employee of ours, and they went out on their own to be a 501(c), a charitable organization. It was tough to ask for donations and from larger companies when they had to write the check to the city of St. Petersburg. So when we split, they became the first tee of St. Petersburg, 501(c), and they have really flourished from there. They built a building down at Twin Brooks. They have their own area, and we've got kids. They have a bus. An individual bought them a bus, so they go to these inner city schools. They'll pick the kids up. They'll bring them for a half a day. They'll feed them healthy food. They'll tutor them. They'll do golf. They'll go upstairs, and they'll take them home. It's an incredible, incredible program that's going on over there. One really unique thing is they have an eBay store, which they run out of their building. And they basically can almost fund the whole operation with this eBay store. And what they do is they get donated clubs. They'll go up to the villages, and they'll send a note out to the community. Any clubs you want to donate, just leave them in your driveway. They go up with a U-Haul, and they get thousands of clubs. They list them on eBay. The kids get involved with the store and labeling and selling. I'm telling you, they're doing a lot of money. Let's put it that way. They're funding their whole program with it. It's pretty awesome.
Well, we've had Rick Waltman on before, and he brought a couple of the kids and one of his one of his supporters. I want to do that here yet this summer. And I think what now that we've got this clubhouse up here, I think what we should do, gentlemen, is we should have a club drive down here on the T, Florida, and get our audience and the locals and get Ferg behind it and get some clubs for the kids out there. Because I tell you what, even as an old dinosaur, one of the things I love that you guys have done there is you got that canopy kind of to cover you from the sun and the heat. And that's a big amenity to me.
We have that. And then at Mangrove, and John will know this, the Dean Hedstrom Foundation, Dean was a friend of all of ours. He was actually a head golf professional at St. Petersburg Country Club and passed away with melanoma, and his family and friends put a foundation together, and they bought us one. I mean, it's probably 120 feet long, and the kids that have camps up at Mangrove use that on the back of the range.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing. I remember Dean from years ago, and I got the good fortune to be able to play in the first couple fundraising golf tournaments that were put on down there, and a great outpouring from all the local PGA golf professionals. And that's a foundation. That's a race. That's something to raise money for. That does a lot of good. And all of us, especially as we get older, you know, we all have to go get cut on once in a while and have to battle that. And we wish when we were kids we had more sense to stay in the shade more. So that's a wonderful thing for the first tee. Plus, you know, I really like that thing about the E-Day. I had the good fortune of serving as an executive director for a first tee chapter up in Ocala for a little while. And I can tell you that people would bring us clubs, but the kids had clubs. You know, once people donate clubs, you know, we would modify and do whatever we need to do. And we would end up with all these clubs, and we'd try to have a sale. What a smart way to do it. You know, we can't be out spending Mark Ferguson's money, but maybe, Mike, down the road we can have an on-the-tee Florida golf promotion. You know, maybe we'll have a certain day. It'll be a slow afternoon. If you bring a club, you get a beer and donate the club to the first tee and hit a few balls on the simulator. That would be a good promotion for us.
We'll make that happen.
I think they have over 3,000 listings right now on the web, and it's crazy what sells. You know, it's like someone lost their 9-iron from their 1977 set of clubs, and they want this 9-iron, and they search it and find it.
Well, you know what we'll do? We have a website. We have a website called OnTheTeeFloridaGolf.com. We'll put that link up. We'll get that link to the first tee for you, and get people driving to it, because that's just a wonderful idea. I really love that, and it's a good fundraiser because it's always challenging. I know being the executive director of a first tee to raise money to be able to fund the programs and promote golf to the kids and pay all the expenses and all that kind of stuff. So, boy, it sounds like a winner chicken dinner.
Yeah, they got a good team over there. They got Adam Stuck and Tommy Charlton are with them, and it's a good team. We just ran a fundraiser last Saturday at Mangrove. We have a summer classic, they call it, kind of an adult junior adult tournament. We had a good time at Mangrove last Saturday.
Well, you know, we got Tom Gribben on the show, and he's got Jeff on the show now, his personal trainer and fitness expert, and you know, after a few weeks with Jeff, I think Tom's going to need to buy some new clubs. He's going to need more firepower in his bag. So, Tom, you know where to go to get your equipment.
I like it.
Absolutely. You got it.
Hey, on a lighter note, fellas, before we let him go, it is that time of year. NFL camps have opened up this week, and we know what an over-the-top Buffalo Bill fan you are. You guys going to make it to the Super Bowl this year, or are you going to be left, Cinderella's going to be left from the dance again?
Well, this is the way we like it. Nobody's talking about us. Everybody's talking about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers and the Dolphins with their quarterback. So the last 2 years, all you heard was how great we were. This year, we're laying back a little bit. We're going to be there this year.
Good place to be.
Yep. Just laying there in the woods waiting for one of those teams to fold, and it'll be the Jets, and then it'll be the Dolphins. Well, my friend, I appreciate you taking time. We'll be reaching out to the gents over at Rick Waltman, and we'll get that first tee thing going, and I'll stop by and see you one of these days.
Great. Anytime. Good to talk to you guys. John, good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks, Kenny, for being on the T Florida Golf Radio. We appreciate you.
You got it. Anytime.
All right, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and wind things down, a little conversation. I want to get a little fitness tip before the second hour for all the golfers out there. And we'll be right back here on the Tee Florida, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, right before the Orioles and the Rays with a 640 first pitch across the street.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Carrie McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to As We Wind Down, hour number one of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network's production of On the Tee Florida. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. It's the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and of course Sea Dogs Brewing, and great place. John Rieger, I know you were very happy when I took you over there for a little breakfast and a bite, and you had a little conversation with our good friend Charlie Breakiron, and we've opened up our conversations of putting together a golf tournament with Sea Dogs and On the Tee Florida sometime October 23rd. Looks like it'll be our date. We'll give you more information, but nice, great grub, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, it's a fantastic place. Again, you know, my maiden voyage down there to the first 19th Hole Clubhouse, but also to the Sea Dog Brewery over there, and what a spectacular place. You know, I got there a few minutes early because I knew you were going to buy me breakfast, and anytime somebody buys me breakfast, that's a good thing. And I'm sitting there, and their boats pull up, and people get off the boat, and they walk right into this place. It's got a downstairs bar, and it's all open. They got games and activities, and even a putting green, and upstairs. But the food was absolutely spectacular. I had the hangover burger, which we all know what that is. It's a nice burger with an egg on it, and it was absolutely great breakfast fare at Sea Dogs. Plus, they have all their beers that they brew there. And I learned something really interesting. You know, we talk about Sea Dogs all the time, but it's also Shipyard Brewery that they're part of. And I didn't realize that Shipyard Brewery is the number one imported IPA to the UK, which was a pretty spectacular thing.
Yep, and Fred's going over the next week. Hey, before we wind down this hour, I wanted to get a conversation because it's near and dear to me right now. I'm having issues. I want to bring in the expert, Jeff Ford, on my core. I got to get my core stronger and flexibility. You know, as you get older, 66 years old, and you're fighting that arthritis. Any quick suggestions for our audience? Because I know we got that demographic listening, Jeff.
You got a lot of people, as soon as you start talking about core, they're just thinking about doing crunches. And especially for golfers, with the golf swing, you know, doing a crunch doesn't do a whole lot to improve the golf swing or help you recover or lend a durability and all that. The core that we train for our clients is mostly rotational sort of exercises, and then anti-rotation is probably more important than actual rotation. So when you're talking about hitting the golf ball further, it's more about being able to generate power in your legs and then translate that up into your shoulders and arms, and the core has to stay stable for that, not crunch. So just about everything we do, if you switch over your workout, if you're currently working out in the gym, switch it over to doing as many of the exercises that you normally do on a bench or on a machine, you know, standing. Because you never hit a golf ball sitting down. You don't generate any power that way. So, you know, the exercises that you can do standing, the rotational sort of stuff, you see the wood chops and the ball throws and stuff that the guys on the PGA Tour are doing.
I see a lot. I've been watching that Full Swing on Netflix.
It's great.
And that's the workout those guys are doing. And then that big, I still call them medicine ball.
Yep. The medicine balls, the hurricane balls, going back and forth and back and forth and just throwing the ball as hard as they can into the wall. You know, that's core rotation, but it's more leg power and leg drive that's going through the core that releases through the arms and generates all that speed. So you talk about these guys hitting it, you know, over 300 yards on the tour these days. And you know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, hardly anybody had a personal trainer on tour. All of a sudden, these days, everybody's.
They have a team now.
Yeah. They got a trailer that tours, the travels with every single event, and the guys are in there working out 15 minutes before their tee time.
Getting stretched.
Yep.
I've been in several of them. You probably have as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
And the core thing also is all about the flexibility portion of it, too. If you don't have the hip flexibility in the lower back.
And that's what I don't have.
Right. So it's a balance of, you know, getting a good stretching routine going through. We do passive assistive stretching and what's called PNF stretching. I won't go into that on the air, but real high performance stretching for clients, and then strengthening the core, and then building in this that swing light from the legs up.
An old man doesn't do a lot of that stuff. Would be the simplest thing for him to do at his home before he gets in the car and drives out to Mangrove Bay and wants to have some semblance of mobility? What kind of stretches, how much time should he spend?
Stretching wise, it's more about dynamic warm up before you play stretching after. So your basic stretches where you're literally laying back on your back and pulling a knee into your chest and then pulling the knee to the opposite shoulder and then doing what they call the pretzel stretch.
I do that deal, bring the knee up here. Yep.
And then also hip flexors are important to it also, and that's with the quadricep stretch where your leg is up behind you and you're pulling it back, pushing the hip forward, feeling the stretch in the front of the hip. A hurdler stretch they talk about a lot too.
I'm an old track guy, so the hurdler stretch.
Yep. All that stuff that you did before going out onto the football field or before a track meet, you know, back in the 80s and the 90s is now we know we're doing that after. You know, you want to warm up and mobilize old muscles and then stretch your warm muscles.
He's Jeff Ward. He's our resident health and fitness addition to On the Tee Florida. We're blessed. I had him on last week, and I pulled him off the bench, and we're going to keep him a regular. We'll be back for hour number two on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connections On the Tee Florida. We'll be right back.